Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 246 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It's Kev.
And it's Rel. I feel like it's, we're just talking, I feel like it's been forever, man, since we did one.
Yeah.
I think it's only been like 2 weeks, but it feels longer. I don't know why.
Yeah, time's moving fast.
Yeah, like, I mean, summer's not over yet, but it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Labor Day ends it for me. Football back.
Yeah, when football come back, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
A little easier to stay inside, especially in New York, because, like, the weather changes frequently. We got, like, 2 more weeks of this 80.
We do.
As soon as the 21st hit, when the fall comes, 65, ha.
Yeah, get them hoodies out.
Yeah, that should change quick, rapid. But how you been, man?
Not well.
Nah, what happened?
Not well. My apartment, my woes. My woes, so.
Still think that ain't resolved?
Still trying to resolve, but yeah. So.
Well, it is also holiday weekends, and then you got the Jewish holidays.
Yeah.
As we're recording now. So it'll be today and tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I need to do some research on that because I'm trying to say this the correct way. I know there's some people that celebrate one day and some people celebrate 2 days. And I'm intrigued. Sorry, that was a quick side. No, I'm intrigued as to the determination behind that. But I'll ask someone. But anyway, yes, you got the Jewish holidays coming up. Well, actively occurring right now, going on right now. So
right.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, probably when you'll hear something.
Yeah, it's been a process, but hopefully resolved soon.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
That's shit stressful. My just gotta reset mentally and physically.
Yeah, the fall's good. The season changed.
Yeah, man. Like, Labor Day weekend. I mean, I didn't really want to do too much. But then, like, my cousin came in town, and, like, it's like Labor Day weekend, and, like, everyone just, like, gassed it up, and I was like, all right, cool, let's go out and do something. But it was fun in the moment, but once it was over, I was like, yo, what did I just, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, ugh, waste the money, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, that stuff that I'm not looking forward to doing anymore, so it's cool. I think when the weather changes, it's just easier to stay inside.
Yeah.
And lay low. Yeah, so, like, football coming back, I'm be very content on on the couch. Like, very content, just chilling, watching games and stuff, so I'm really looking forward to that because I'm exhausted because last weekend I was in Charlotte running around last minute. Then this weekend I'm running all over here. And, like, so, like, this upcoming weekend, I'm just going to chill because the following weekend, I'm going to be in Cabo. So, like, I mean, that should be relaxing, though. So, I'm not too stressed about that. Like, usually when I go to, like, Mexico and, like, the Caribbean, I usually, like, do, like, all-inclusive, which just buries me for no reason because I was taking, like some personal challenge. But this time, I didn't because I was, like, I'm trying to relax and chill and actually, like, not come back from vacation feeling exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. when I got to actually pay per drink, maybe it'll calm me down a bit. Oh, man. But nah, man, outside of that, I don't have no complaints. Just same old with work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same old, same old. Mm-mm-mm. We got some good news, though.
Yes, we do.
Got that, your boy.
Finally, yeah.
Only took the man a year.
I know. Teased it from January, but it was a welcome sight. Much needed for me.
So, oh.
Much needed. What do you think?
I like it. I'll give it some more spins. I only listened to it, honestly, two times, like, completely through from front to back. But I like it. Some heat on there.
Yeah.
Some heat. I was talking to some of my friends this weekend. Some mixed reviews.
Yeah. What were you hearing?
And, just along the lines of repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the same stuff, which I disagree. I think it's some things you could talk about in your life in general.
Yeah.
But like these are like, he's like one of the most clever guys ever to just like talk about the same stuff and like make it so catchy, different beats, different like flows. Like I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I'm listening to, I got a couple of tracks I've really fucked with. I'm like, all right, come just listen to this again. Like I want to like actually go through it again because like there's some like lines that I saw like on Twitter, people talking about like when he was like subbing Kanye and stuff. And I'm like, I missed that.
Subbing Kanye.
So, yeah, Kendrick. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm like, I missed that. So I'm like, all right, let me go back and like act. Cause I was listening to it. I listened to it Thursday and Friday when I was working.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was on, but like, I wasn't like, you know, chilling, like listening to what he was actually saying, you know? So I'm like, tomorrow when I'm on the subway, get at another listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of your tracks you've been, you have on repeat?
Oh, now I gotta pull up the track list. Speaking of, this was a big argument Friday.
Uh-huh.
What's the first track? Champagne Poetry. Mm-hmm. Trash is what I heard.
That's correct. I think that's one of his better intros. I love that.
Son,
that's one of my repeats.
That was like
that's
Kev. I wanted to put the pause on him. I was, what?
Trash is crazy. That's one of his better intros for me. That's one of my favorites.
He said... Trash didn't even move me. I said, what? Did you actually listen to it?
Wow. I don't know.
when I first text you, I literally just finished listening to Champagne Poetry. And I was like, yo, I ain't finished this yet, but it's like, I'm like, yo, this shit's starting off marvelous.
That is a phenomenal start to the album.
That is a phenomenal intro.
If his intros is like Tuscan Leather's the bar, then this is like, I don't know. It's not better than that. I'm not going to say that.
No, but this is one of his best.
It's up there. So. I definitely think so. That's surprising. That's
trash. Surprising. Like, not like, oh, it's cool. Trash. I said, what?
That's wild.
Trash.
He killed it.
Both killed parts. It.
The start after the flip.
First of all, after the clip, I'm listening while I'm doing work. I'm like, yo, is this a new track? So I like, you know, hit it back on the same track. I'm like, yo.
Yeah. Cause I just let it play too the first time. I would look at the phone when a new song came on, so I know what I was listening to. I did the same thing. I thought of the new song.
It was after the clip, I was like, what track is this?
It's like, oh, it's a continuation.
Let me see. What do I like? Champagne Poetry. I like Poppy's Home. Mm-hmm. and the Bible. Fucking. What's that song with In Too Deep is cool. Way too sexy is corny to me. Love mm-hmm. All with Jay-Z. I like that track. No Friends in the Industry. Not Knife Talk's okay. What's that song with maybe I missed it.
Which song?
With Fabio. You had a song with Fabio on
here? Mm-mm.
No, I'm thinking about a song with Gibeon. Sorry. Yeah, I said that already in the Bible. What else do I really like on here? Get Along Better is cool. How did I miss that track? You Only Live Twice with Wayne and Ross. I need to go back and listen to that. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are some ones I've been like consistently listening to so far. But a lot of Champagne Poetry.
Yeah.
It's already on Spotify. So like it's already on my own repeat playlist I make for you.
That's like
this shit just came out on Friday.
Yeah.
It's on the like, are you playing? I was like, you just want to argue with me. Like,
yeah, these contrarian. You listen to the music, you just skim through it.
Trash.
I don't know. That's strong. That is strong.
Very strong.
That's one of the better songs on the album for me.
It's I mean, same.
That's just
And when I first heard that, I was like, yo, if the entire album is like this, this is gonna be insane.
I was like, yeah, that one, two of that and Poppy's Home. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Then for me, I don't, Girls Want Girls and In the Bible, I haven't been given that much spins. Because I listened like twice on Friday and then I just started going to the songs I liked. So for me, the ones I just kept going back to like Champagne Poetry, Love All, Fair Trade, Pipe Down, 7 a.m. on Bridal Path. I just remember that's the one, the first time I listened, I had an audible wow. I was like, damn. He barred Kanye the fuck up. I was like, damn.
I need to go back and listen to that one then.
On the very first, I was like, whoa. I enjoyed the one with Cuddy. I've seen mixed things to that. And then as I've gone back, there's not a lot of songs I just don't. Way Too Sexy, it has a lot of popularity. Like you said, just throw that in the deep ocean. Yeah. Way Too Sexy. That belongs in the I'm Upset tier of singles.
He said,
I don't ever.
Yo. I'm not gonna lie to you, not when I saw it went out and I heard it out loud, I was like, all right, this isn't like terrible.
I can tell,
like,
yeah.
It still ain't for me, but not like me. Listening to it in your headphones, like when I first heard it, I was like, yo, because like as soon as it started, I was like, yo, where's this going? And then it went nowhere. And as you said, it definitely felt like it belonged in that I'm Upset category.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
I'm like, where's the song going? Oh, nowhere. Okay.
Yeah, I just, maybe when I'm out, I could see, but no, just sitting with my headphones, that's not getting a lot of replay.
Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, it's like, yo, I first heard my headphones was trash. When I heard it out loud, I was like, all right, cool. But like, it was like, I can't even tell if it was like, all right, cool, or just because everyone was wilding out around me.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
But
it's gonna go.
I know I listen to my headphones, I'm just like, all right, that's what's up.
Yeah. Then when I go back now, the song with Wayne and Ross, I really enjoy. Get Along Better, I enjoyed. Oh, the outro's good. No Friends in the Industry. When I actually listened and see who he was going at, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I like that track. I also like that song because it like reminds me of like a his flow in that last verse. It's kind of like some like Atlanta type flow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I was like, oh, this is cool. Like he switched it up. I was like, I like that.
Yeah, as I'm looking at the track, like the ones I don't really, and it's still too early. I'm glad we did this now instead of Friday because I've had a little bit more time. But like Girls Want Girls and In the Bible are good. I just haven't, like I gave them a real listen this morning. I was like, oh, okay, those are good. The ones I just, fucking Fans, I'm like, I don't know how much, Race My Mind, Fountains, I don't know how much those are going to be. But I
could cut about
songs.
You could have cut about five of them off here.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that in my notes, it's a really good album. Like,
yeah, it is.
I'm glad. Because when he announced the features with the Billboards, he announced a couple people he had already done songs with, like Ross, Durk, and Baby. So at the time, I'm like, how many new songs are we getting?
Yeah.
Turns out the whole album. Yeah. So kudos to him. You know, no complaints here. Yeah, I love it. Like, I get the criticism about repetitive, but he's my favorite artist, so, like, I just want the music. It's good music.
Yeah.
Good to great music. Like, the highs on this album are high, and they belong in, like, his top-tier song. So, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know. At this point, it's just...
Nah, I mean, like... It's
I'm
like,
on socially conscious Drake. I'm cool.
No. But, I mean, but, like, also, at the time, it's like... He's at the top of the game. So it's like you're looking for things to little things to nitpick. So you're like, oh, he's repetitive. I'm like, yo, he's repetitive, but he's making fire like tracks at the same time. Like,
yeah, and I don't know how many of these artists are really switching it up.
No one.
Aside from like Kendrick, I don't even, who isn't rapping about like, I don't know.
Nobody.
Yeah, so
I think like one of the things is like he's in his 30s now, but he's still rapping like he's in his 20s with something I heard. And I was like, what does that even mean? I understand
the thought behind it. His son, talking about his son. That's a change right there. Fatherhood. I mean, I don't know.
It was good to me. I keep listening to it.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Excuse me.
I do really enjoy it.
It's good.
Did you listen to Donda? Well, do you have any more thoughts on the album?
Well, CLB? Nah. I'm going to continue listening to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give it some more, like, from front to back. Like, at least two more.
It's really just, it grows on me. Like, I catch different bars.
You catch different bars. That's what it is. You're like, oh.
Because I text one of our friends, and then he was like, you know, like, the first half, like, the second half better. First half was cool. Three or four, like, great songs, you know, I'd rank it, like, 5 or 6 in his discography. And I'm like,
ooh. This
is Friday. I'm like, how can you, it's 21 songs. How can you even, like,
digest it?
Definitively say that. Yes. Like, I just told him the songs I love, and, like, it's too early for me to.
Yeah.
I'm going to just live with this. It ain't even been a week yet. So.
Yeah. There's no way you can digest, like, fully digest 21 tracks.
21 new songs.
Like, new songs.
But
Donda, let's switch to Donda.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kanye.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No. I did like it. I think it's Kanye in the sense of the beat selection, the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
The music is just different. Like, it's unlike anything I've ever heard before, other than like from Kanye.
Right.
I'm not like actively going back to revisit too many tracks on it, but it was mm-hmm. It was good. I enjoyed it when I listened to it. Like first time I listened to it, kind of like got cut short on it.
I do not blame you. It's almost a motion picture movie.
I know, but then I said, let me go back and actually like listen to it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. I see where he was going with it. It's really good. It's very creative. It's deep. Like it's a lot of different things going on the album. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I mean, there's some tracks I go back and revisit. But I just actively haven't been because Drake dropped. So
go ahead.
No, it's just like my attention span. I only got one set of ears. Like,
I forgot when he texted me about it initially. Either the Sunday came out or the Monday, and I'm like, yo, just load up the track list and pick the songs you like. I didn't actually give it a top to bottom listen until Thursday when we had originally planned to record so I could talk about it.
Yeah.
It's good. There's a lot of good songs on it, but that is bloated. Like, just a quick instance, there's a song called Jesus Lord. Jesus Lord, and then there's Jesus Lord Part 2. Jesus Lord, the original is with Jay Electronica. Part 2 is with Electronica and the Locks. It's the exact same song, and he just adds the Locks.
The Locks, yep.
Which is like 11 minutes, because it also has an intro for, I think, Larry Hoover's son.
Mm-hmm.
That's 11 minutes. That's just one example of bloat. There's so much in front, and at the end of these songs, like... You get to the meat of the song and then like the beat plays for like another minute or a minute and a half. It's just so long. But there's a lot of good songs on it for me. Like I really enjoy Hurricane. I like Jail, like that's another one. Jail and Jail Part 2.
Yes.
They could have just, Jay and DaBaby's verse could have just been on it, but it's whatever. Yeah, the song with Fabio Foreign. There's a lot of good songs.
That's what I'm thinking about, Fabio and Donda. Sorry, off the grid, you see him mixing that albums. Yeah, he bodied that verse.
Yeah. Too bad we never get a dirty version.
What's the first thing I text you? I was like, yo.
You don't make non-secular music.
I was like, is there not an explicit version to this?
I don't know why he can you not curse? I know why he's not doing it. Well, can you I'm wondering if you can you curse on gospel albums and it's still considered gospel?
I'm sure it could, but it probably should be considered blasphemous.
Right. I don't know why he can't not curse in the. Nah, I get it. I do get it. But it is, yeah. It's an adjustment.
You hear, I mean, I don't think there's a single track where he actually got like bleeped out. Other rappers did.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah. That's nuts. Just bleeping out other rappers on your
shit. It wasn't egregious. But some spots. There were some spots where it's like,
For the most part, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Like listening, I texted you that before I even listened to it.
Yeah,
because I couldn't find the explicit version on Spotify. I'm like, yo, am I missing something?
Yeah, I opened up the Apple Music and I just saw the black screen and I didn't see the E below. I'm like, let me search again. Somebody got to leak that.
Yeah,
whoever leaked that Life of the Party track to Drake, they need to leak a dirty version of Donda.
For that's facts. I looked at I didn't see that E. I was like, whoa, this can't be the only version dropped. You said, yeah. Nah, beloved, he'll drop non-secular music.
It's over for that.
I was in tears.
that's what the man said.
I was in tears. Non-secular music. Oh, Kanye, man.
That's what, like, almost 9 days ago now. That I need to sit with more. Like, I can't give a proper assessment. I like the majority of the songs, but after a while, it was just weighing on me. Like, almost 2 hours? That's a lot.
Long.
That's long.
That's a movie.
Yes. Like, but, you know, after CLB, I get back to it.
Yeah, I have to.
Look, man.
I want to get back to it because I've been like seeing like on Twitter and everywhere, social media everywhere, everyone's saying a lot of people are saying Donda's better
than CLB. I've seen that.
So I'm like, I need to get my hearing checked. I need to like, you know, just actually sit down and give it a real, real, real listen.
Mm-hmm.
But my gut ain't telling me that's the case.
There's just so much bloat on Donda that can make the listening. So much easier, but
yeah.
I find myself like having to just fast forward. It's just the outro of songs be, but I don't edit that on iTunes, I guess. But damn, but it's good.
Poetry.
Ah, Jesus. Oh man,
I heard it. I said, this is a different listening experience.
Been hot since the birth of my son.
Yeah.
He killed that. I don't care. He killed did.
It. Trash. He killed apparently.
But thank God. I mean, two of the biggest artists, they dropped a week apart.
Back. Yeah, I know.
Begging for this. For what? 16 months? It's been a while. Thank you, J. Cole. We needed something else.
But you call his numbers? Drake's numbers didn't drop yet, right?
No. I think he's projected for like 550.
How much did Kanye do?
Either 307 or 327, I forget. Because he dropped on Sunday, so he lost...
lost whole, 2 days.
Two days, yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. So now you see people reporting that his first full week did 500K or something, which is...
less than...
Well, one, like, it's not... It's you're dipping into two different...
Yeah.
Like, cycles.
Still so less.
Because him and Drake are like... back and forth competing. So he's trying to like juice the stats. But you can't do that. And I don't even know how factual that is. You're saying that if you would have streamed, then you'd have done an extra 200K? Who can say that? I don't know. But I forget when numbers come out nowadays. I guess Friday, Thursday. I don't even know.
I remember people used to drop on Tuesdays and now they started dropping on Friday.
Fridays, yeah.
So I think like that was for the new week is Friday to Friday. So the numbers would drop on Friday, I would assume.
We'll see. I didn't see Spotify and Apple. He broke their streams for a single day right after Kanye did it last week. So don't get too comfortable.
Who broke their streams.
Fuck, man. They beefing, man, but like dude, Drake said, dude. You over there in denial. We are not neck and neck.
Yo, Drake got dudes out here putting hearts in their hairlines. I'm like, yo, like grown ass men in their 30s putting hearts in their hairlines.
They want to be certified.
I'm like, yo, what do you think about the album art cover though?
I get why he did it. It's god awful. I get why he did it, but it's
god awful.
I was just perplexed by this whole rollout. No lead in. It was just like none other. The billboards were a nice touch, but yeah, the artwork, I'm like, and then I had to think, what are good artwork covers for his albums? Like, what if you scan through mentally, what are good covers he's had?
I mean, like, good is a strong word. He's had regular
albums. Now you answered right then. I agree. As a huge fan.
He's had regular, like, which, all right, cool. But nothing that, like, really, like, is like, oh, but this was just, like, a fail. Like, them sneakers he coming out with.
I get it. He wanted the memes and the conversation, which it started, but I'm like, yeah, just give me the music.
Yeah. Because, like, looking at, like.
Yeah. You load up a song like Champagne Poetry and then it's that cover behind me. I'm like, let me just minimize this.
That's how it throws me off too, because I'm like listening to it. I'm like looking at all these pregnant emojis.
He's certified.
Yeah, one kid got an album art cover with 15 babies on it. Sorry, 12.
Different, that's for sure.
Yeah, this album art cover is interesting. He said, god awful. That's crazy. Drake been killing us since we've been in college.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
Over a decade ago.
Yeah, I remember when I listened to So Far Gone. It was my spring break, my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
That is nuts. Wow.
Still out here. Anything else before we jump to the passion?
Nah, I got all the music out the way. I'm cool.
Thank you. So football's coming back. Mm-hmm. Facts. Football's coming back right around the corner. What are we? As we're recording, 2 days away from kickoff, mm-hmm. Thursday night football. Got the Bucks and the Cowboys. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Hopefully it don't get ugly.
I think it's going to get ugly. It's going to get gruesome. I'm just looking forward to it, honestly, because it's like opening night.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to be that competitive, just to be honest with you. I don't see it. Don't think. I'm actually looking forward to it because like opening night plus fans football starts.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. That's really like, yeah. I don't know how competitive it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I haven't seen these. Well, I really don't care about the Cowboys. I want to see the Bucks. Now that Brady's been with the team, like, for months, they're actually doing, like, off-season reps because last year was, you know, COVID and stuff. Yeah. So, like, even his, like, comments regarding, like, he's really gotten the hole, really feels comfortable with the team. So I want to see how they come out looking because they are a favorite.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Favorite, so I want to get a look at that. They face the Cowboys, so I'm not gunning for Cowboy games. I really don't. But
nah, I mean, I also the only thing I really want to see from the Cowboys, I want to see what Dak looks like.
That is true. That is true. My bad, Dakota.
That's really it. Nothing else.
Yeah, coming off the injury, still got this.
Didn't play the preseason. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See what Zeke looked like. No, you're right.
Yeah. I don't really care about Zeke.
But he's I hope they get embarrassed.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And then they Sunday need to lose. Sunday.
Oh yeah, facts. They definitely need to lose. But Sunday you got the Chiefs and the Browns. And then the Packers at the Saints.
Roger wasn't playing.
No.
Roger was
Houston
not playing.
Houston Browns gonna be something crazy.
You got Steelers, Bills, Chiefs, and Browns. And you want to see the Pats, see what they look like with the Dolphins. Packers, Saints.
Yeah, I want to see Mac Jones.
Damn, man.
See what they let Mahomes can't go for.
Pray for us. The other team quarterback getting a lot more hype than ours. Pray for us.
Ooh.
Pray for us. The Jets quarterback.
Tony
Romo said he's quickly going to be a three.
Hey, look, I mean, I'm not even joking. I didn't watch it. I saw some of his highlights from the preseason. I'm not gonna lie. But he looks impressive. Looks like everything we thought Daniel Jones was gonna be.
That's gotta be it, man.
Now we
gotta show us something.
Yeah.
It's sad. You think we beat the Broncos? They coming to us.
I would hope so. The Broncos don't have a quarterback.
For the worst 425 game by a mile.
I would hope so. The Broncos don't really have a quarterback. And I think Saquon's playing.
I was just going to ask that.
I think he's playing, so we better win.
I'm excited, though. I mean, I'm a
consumer. You watching that game?
It'll be the only – well, I can see what's on CBS, actually. No, I'm not. Nah, if I could put one of these CBS, because Fox don't have the Giants game. So CBS have any of these other three games, I'm going to watch that. And
Fox is going to have the Giants game and take the Packers Saints away from us.
So I'm going to have the Red Zone. I'll catch up through that. Yeah, whatever's on CBS. Oh, it's going to be Brown. Oh, yeah, I like that. Chiefs Browns on CBS. I'm definitely watching that. My homeboy?
I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs lost, honestly.
Seen a lot of Bills and Browns love. A lot.
The Browns are loaded this year.
Yep. The only question starts at the top.
Yeah, I'm just saying, opening night.
You.
I wouldn't be shocked they lost. Like, meaning the Chiefs lost.
Bet against them then. <Mm-mm.
laughs> No, not the homie Mahomes.
I've avoided all preseason. I want to get my – so I haven't seen him since he got his head caved in on that Facebook in February.
When they threw him around. He gave it his all. Now he gave it his all.
Oh, man. Yeah. So.
He gave it his all.
It's a good first test.
Yeah, it is.
What's the name? Rams? I'll watch that. I want to see what the Rams look like. I'm very...
With Stafford, right?
Yeah. I'm very intrigued. The Browns. That's the only bad part.
They playing the Browns?
Yes. Sunday Night Football.
The Browns are playing...
I'm sorry, the Bears. I apologize. The Bears.
Oh, I'm like, they're playing twice? Shit.
I apologize.
I was like, Roger D. Ray, is that bad? The best.
That's gonna get.
Who's their quarterback?
I think they said they start in Dalton, but they drafted Justin Fields, so it's.
Yeah, I ain't watching. It's only game one. I'll watch it. It's only game one.
I might be on my it might move to my tablet. But
now I want to see what the Rams look like. I want to see what Matthew Stafford looks like with Sean McVay.
Really want to see. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a they just let that man go. Jared Goff. He in Detroit now.
I'm not, yeah, I try my hardest not to watch any of their games.
I'm not going my way for that.
And Monday night's Ravens, Raiders.
That should be all right. I don't really know who's on the Raiders other than you know Derek Carr.
Watching to see what Lamar looked like.
Yeah,
I'm happy it's back.
Plop him to fall off this year.
Be interesting with the next additional game now that they added.
Oh yeah, I forgot it's 17 weeks now.
And how unvaccinated players are gonna ruin their team's chances.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, I mean, even people who are vaccinated are getting it. And because like now it's just like, oh, everyone's acting like if you're vaccinated, just like bombs away.
The protocol, even like the reintegration into the team, is just all around easier.
No, but I meant like, but you still might have to miss a week, I think. For example, like Zach Martin just got it for the Cowboys. He's like on the edge of not playing Thursday. But I think it's because this is a short.
I think
week.
He's out.
There's still a small chance he can play.
Oh, okay.
I think it's only because this is like a short. Like the game's on Thursday and not on Sunday. Like if it would have been on Sunday, he would be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be a few players. I think it's really going to hurt like when like if there's like a breakout in a team.
Yeah.
Because it sucks this upcoming year when they're like when they're saying like even if the other team that didn't cause the breakout and that the game has to be forfeited, then all the players lose their game checks on both teams.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That sucks.
Big time.
Because last year got crazy. There was like Tuesday afternoon games.
Yeah, and it means I missed that though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that was
being at work from home with the tablet open.
Yeah, on the two, yeah. Like damn.
Yeah, but I mean, I meant more so because like a lot of these stadiums aren't really like policing the fans too much.
Mm-hmm.
And you like just packing 80,000 people back into a stadium again. I don't know what the vaccination protocols are in every state, but I'm assuming like Texas, Florida.
Oh, right.
That's probably just walk up in that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
Ain't no heat to kill it. Only for the first buck.
I think I read the Bucks. I think there's like four teams at 100%. This is what they say. Two. The Bucks are one of them, right?
The Bucks and the Falcons.
Look at that. It's a competitive advantage. Good for them. We'll see.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the Bucks and the Falcons. That's it. Anything else?
There's all that Ben Simmons news last week, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm talking about that still. Like, he's going to sit out, so he's not going to training camp.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I mean... I kind of feel him though because like what Philly's asking for to get in return for him, like no one's gonna give you that.
Yeah, apparently they're adamant they're not just gonna trade him either. But
they just trade him. But, like you asking for 3 first round picks and stuff, he ain't worth that.
That's what I agree. So they're gonna have to come down, but it's like the league knows. They're trying to like maintain like a point of leverage that they don't have. And then if he plays, it's just going to get uncomfortable. How is he going to play? Because only best scenario is he plays and somehow raises his value. Not somehow possible, but it doesn't really seem likely given the circumstances. Why am I giving my all?
Puts his numbers up. then he just no one's gonna it's not gonna change where people view him. If he because he's averaging what 18 or something. But like if you don't show any real improvement in your game, if you're not shooting, you know.
No, he's shooting. He ain't seen the offseason clips.
Fam. Him shooting is like them old Melo videos when he's
oh yeah. Every, oh my god.
Every offseason, different angle, skinny Melo.
Don't remind me. I tune out every single offseason thing I see now.
Yo,
I just saw Russell Westbrook.
Crazy angles.
Oh man.
IG thought him before it was even popular. Them angles he's in take. I'm like, yo, Melo lost 15 pounds. Cover the season 15 pounds overweight. What was it about Russ though?
No, he was beasting against his trainers. I'm like, okay.
Man.
When he looked like
when BR sent that alert out.
He looked like he and C and these are civilians he's playing against.
First of all, they were slapping him with like those pool paddle things I'm talking about. Make sure you like look. I'm like, yo.
You're a first ballot Hall of Famer against civilians. We get it. Like, we do that in the game.
I don't understand.
That's supposed to get Lakers fans hype? Come on. We will see it on the court.
What's the average age of the Lakers team?
I think it's 35. 35 or 36, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
We inching closer to the night. What are we, like 5 weeks?
They really out here on the one and done trip.
Vogel. Look out for them, man. Look out for them minutes, Vogel. DeAndre ain't help.
I don't know why we need him.
I don't know either. Unless Mark Gasol not coming back.
Unless they waive him, yeah.
But then, I mean, when Mark had his job on the line, he finally showed up to work. So
yeah, but...
More productive than I've seen.
You can't be lighting fires on people every single day to work.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Who's their bigs? Who's their starting big?
Dwight, probably. No space.
I'm not mad at that, but I prefer him off the bench. Yeah, it's like Gasol's the only big that spaces, aside from AD, but he starts at the
Supposedly Gasol shot 40% from three last year, which is like surprising. Because time I saw him.
They did say that that conversation they allegedly had, the big three, that AD is more receptive to going to the five. But I don't know if that means he's going to start there.
No, I think he is, but I think that he doesn't want to. Like, I think he wants to close games at the five, but not
that's responsible
for banging like all game. Mm-hmm. And that man fragile.
It's concerning. We have a lot of concerns.
Yeah. Like a fragile, got old age.
When you're more confident in a 37-year-old man than a 28-year-old.
That's a shame.
Look, man, this team a couple years ago.
Monstars.
Oh, yeah. It would have been ugly.
Yeah, this.
Ugly.
This year, I'm like, whoa.
We'll see.
We have to mix the minutes up. No one play high minutes. Bronny be playing like 30.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
They got this hope that like during the season they just like run through teams and like call it a day. Everyone's sitting by the end of the third.
Mm-hmm.
Ice packs on knees.
Their depth chart's crazy. I mean, who not
the
getting
names?
Minutes?
The names looking. Yeah, someone's not playing. DeAndre Jordan.
Because they cut Jared Dudley. He was a shoo-in to just sit on the bench. I don't know. Maybe Trevor Ariza, like the 11th man.
But God, they even had him. Ken Bazemore.
Oh, yeah. No,
Malik Monk, Kendrick Nunn, Rajon Rondo. Those two young guys is playing.
They better. They better. That's a non-negotiable. Oh, we need whatever we can get.
They're going to be running through barrels of Icy Hot in that locker room.
Oh, my God.
Just bathing in it. Yo, I forgot who said it. Someone said the L-A-R-P. L-A-A-R-P. Oh, my God.
Just stay healthy. Just stay healthy.
Nah, fast. Just make
it. I'm going straight to the finals. Just stay healthy. Same as last year.
That's all you can ask for.
Clippers ain't a threat. Nuggets ain't a threat. Your biggest opposition might be the Warriors. It's
easy to get through the East. I mean, sorry, the West right now. It's pretty easy.
On paper.
And really, the Warriors really aren't too much opposition because Klay's not coming back for a minute.
Till Christmas, so. I said they biggest. I didn't say. I mean.
Well, I guess what the biggest opposition be the Suns then right now?
Depends what you think. Depends what you think of them on paper, but I don't
look at last year. The Warriors got eight.
Huh?
The Warriors were 8th seed last year.
Then they have Klay.
And Klay not coming back till Christmas is my point.
But he coming back.
I know it's like a third of a season though.
No, it's not. From April to December and playoffs start in from October to December. And playoffs start in like April.
October, November, December. That's 3 months. You only got 4 months after that. Like three and a half. What season in April, right?
I think mid-April.
You got 3.5 months.
Okay, so
I guess you hope Klay come back and look like Klay.
That's true.
He ain't played in like 2 years.
Not seeding wise, so, but I'm saying in the playoffs. If you had to pick a team.
You're right. I understand what you're saying now. I think you're saying like where they're gonna finish. I'm like, they might finish at six.
No. I wouldn't be shocked if Suns and Jazz are regular season killers again.
Okay, that's how I was like, wait, what?
I just don't believe them.
Suns and Jazz. I wouldn't be shocked if Jazz finished first in the West, honestly.
Me either.
They care more about that kind of stuff. they do. Means nothing to us. Means everything to them.
They went out so sad. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
But we knew it was going to happen.
I ain't gonna, heading in, yeah. But after Kawhi went out, I'm like, y'all can't finish this.
That's your boy.
No, it's not.
Spider.
Wait, I don't know why he invested in that team. He leaving you and the ownership.
He definitely leaving.
He hate Rudy, and he know they racist.
This man's from the Bronx, live in Salt Lake City. Jesus. Talk about a culture shock.
That is crazy. Wow.
Ain't enough millions.
I don't even know what they did in the offseason. I don't even know what the Suns did.
They re-signed Conley.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
Hope he plays.
That's all they did.
Great sign if he can play for y'all.
I don't be following them that closely. I know they re-signed Conley, though.
What Warriors did aside from their draft picks? Did they sign any veterans of note?
I don't be following them either. I don't think so.
I think they just did their draft picks. Oh, well. Not my concern.
Yeah, the West looking kind of cakewalky.
Preserve your bodies. I know they broke that Iguodala.
No, that means nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Because they got...
Signed Otto Porter.
That means nothing. Because you got Jamal Murray's out. So really, the only teams that are like really, really complete, I guess, are...
Oh, the start?
Yeah, like their starters are just all like full package, I guess, are the Suns, the Jazz, the Mavericks, Portland.
They are.
I'm just saying they got their whole team. I'm not saying that they're a threat.
Nah, no doubt. No
but,
doubt.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you start getting to those names, then you it should know that the lessons should be easy.
It really should.
Because after that, it's a fucking drop off. You got like Memphis.
Yeah. The Spurs.
They lost DeMar DeRozan. Like, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're talking about, like, New
Orleans. They lost DeMar DeRozan and they lost Rudy Gay, too.
Where'd he go?
Shit. That's
a follow-up. Nah, it ain't that big.
I know he left, though.
I'll figure it out. Don't cover yourself. He went to Utah.
Nah. Oh, all right. Man, we're getting 35 years old. Yo, these dudes is getting old right in front of us.
Lakers, man. You got to take advantage of this.
He went to Utah?
Them Lakers spots filled up quick. He can say, what? Leave all that on the table. We out.
Yeah.
It's me.
Oh, so... I don't know. I got this more research. I'll talk about it next time. But the way Miami supposedly did Kendrick Nunn was dirty. That's how the Lakers were able to get him for so cheap.
What? They lied?
Because they put an offer, and then you have until like the end of like July 4th or something like that. I forgot what day it is to rescind it. So then they rescinded it and gave that money to Tyler Hero. So that's Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson.
Hmm.
And then left him out there after everyone was already signed.
Okay.
And see, when players do that shit, they don't, you know, they talk about when organizations do it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the insane double. I never pay attention to that. Because they're crazy. That's the point of these organizations. As soon as the players. That's like how they report on Rich Paul.
Yeah.
It's very different from other agents. I wonder why. They got a microscope on everything he did that is no different than any other agent. But
man was sitting with Adele, and it was like
that's a black king.
Like, oh, man. Tell her to get back in the booth though.
A different level word.
Adele?
Been a minute.
I was like, yo, how you do that? that's such a random fucking sighting.
For real. I mean, yeah. Kudos to him. That's wild.
That's such a random sighting.
Well, they got the heat on the 10th. Make us proud, Kendrick.
Kendrick will go crazy on.
Make us proud.
On the 10th of
November.
November?
Mm-hmm.
We got some time. I'll focus on the passion for now.
Yeah. I am excited, though, to see these teams. I might even watch preseason.
See Brian and play for one quarter. Nah, I ain't watching them. Let me not lie. I watched TBT this summer, so who am I to say I'm not gonna watch preseason NBA? it was recorded on a DVR and shit for games I was gonna miss. Oh, God.
No, we can wrap them soon. I just need to start seeing the stories that Anthony Davis got a new trainer, changed his diet. I need some of that because the boy frail and it's concerning.
You got a 36, about to be 37-year-old man in better shape than you.
Frail.
I don't understand. He tripped and be breaking shit. I'm like...
That's why it be hurting me when I see these like pundits on TV say it, but I can't even like argue it.
Mm-hmm.
The title they won, he was off for like 3-4 months. Like, what can he do when he has to play a whole season? It's concerning.
It really is.
He got the potential to be the best player, and like him at his best, double double defensive monster.
Yeah, he just never. He just can't stay healthy.
Prayer.
Oh, yeah. Might have to have him just shut it down mid-season. Take a break.
Actually, we don't even know if he's not still healing from whatever. I forgot what that. Because he just went and sat down and
did. Quad is growing or something. I forgot what that injury was, but we never heard about it again.
Never. They clutched the mob. Over clutched the mob.
Heard nothing about it.
Hopefully he's been in the lab. That's all I'm gonna say.
Cause he wasn't working out when LeBron and Russell posting the workout videos.
And I've been on that Call of Duty. Get in the gym. Nah, but I saw they called James Harden at whatever. I don't know what. Maybe a charity event. They were like, you know, pretty much what to look for. Can't smoke. Even deny it. Smoke. Scary smoke. Hours. Scary smoke. Hours. It's going to be tough.
We'll see.
It's going to be tough.
It is, but we'll see.
It only matters. That last series.
Yeah. They about to run through the East, though.
It's going to, yeah.
They about to run through it. I'd be down to go to a game, though.
Yeah, we talk offline.
Yeah.
Talk offline.
Yeah. But it's going to get scary.
It is. It is. Concerns.
They're going to be toying with teams. It's like, remember the 2017 Warriors?
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel like they're going to do in the East. They're going to just run through it.
Yeah, they haven't gotten to that level in my head yet. They're close, only because I haven't seen them, and I haven't seen what the Lakers are capable of at their best.
I'm saying I think they're going to run through the East that way. I still got faith that
Lakers beating them. Oh, no. It's going to get a lot of hand daps and laughing on the sideline. Yeah. In the fourth quarter.
Towels on the head, covering the fouls.
A lot of laughing and waving towels when the Rooks are in doing something. A lot of that. Yeah. A lot of trash
that's
what talk.
I meant. That's about them running through the East. I think
they're you're right.
Lakers will be competitive, but in the East, I just don't see it. They're going to smack the Bucks on opening night. If that's a good game, I'm going to be shocked. Like, utterly shocked. Like, that should go down to the wire. I'm be like, whoa. Honestly, if that game goes down to the wire, Giannis and Middleton prove something to me. Like, so I just don't know how.
If when they throw it to Shaq, Kenny, Charles, and if it's not like a double-digit lead at half, I'm going to be surprised.
I feel like Harden going to come out crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you know he hate Giannis. I don't know where they beef stem from. It's nuts. I mean, I know where it stems from, but like where it actually stems from.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why? So random.
Yeah. We'll see.
Soon come. Anything else?
Nah, man. You're set.
Another one in the books. All right, people. Thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Got the full-length videos on the YouTube channel. Go subscribe to that ASAP. Mm-hmm. Full-length audio. Everywhere podcast available. You already know all the major streaming platforms. We are there. Until next time, schooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.